headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim with Ross and Andy. We're talking Penn State and Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. But before we get started on that, we have our winner from the Ask Ross segment is Jeff from Oakdale. Jeff will be contacting you about getting your mailing address to send our barbecue, our 409 box. And before we get started with the Cotton Bowl, I want to hit real quickly, Penn State has some significant Cotton Bowl history. 1948 was the first Cotton Bowl that Penn State was invited to. There was still a lot of segregation enforced in the South at the time. In fact, Penn State had canceled the game prior to that, a year or two before. They wouldn't go to Miami because they wouldn't have been allowed to bring their African-American players. So it was suggested for the Cotton Bowl, Penn State leave their African-American players behind. Penn State captain Steve Sui reacted in this way. That's not how things are done at Penn State, by saying, "We are Penn State." And that was the genesis of the We Are Penn State. Wally Triplett ended up making the trip. He ended up scoring the tying touchdown. That game ended up in a 13-13 tie with SMU. And we now have the iconic We Are Penn State. All right.
And that was 1948?
1948.
Wow.
How about that? So I wonder how many Penn State fans, you know, always do the We Are and do not know the origin.
I didn't know that until you just said that.
I didn't know it either.
It's a great story, isn't it?
Awesome.
A lot to be proud of as a Penn Stater. Let's talk this year's Cotton Bowl, though. Ross, do you know the group of six teams, this is their sixth time playing in a New Year's Six bowl game. Their record until now is 3-2. They have a winning record. And even when they lost, both losses were within one score. Does this game simply come down to, is Penn State going to be motivated to play the game or not?
Well, I think they're going to be motivated. I think the question is, are they as motivated as Memphis? You know, Memphis, first of all, let me just say this. Memphis is good. I don't think people realize that because it's not a Power 5 conference, because they're not a blue blood school. They're churning out, like, a lot of talent. I mean, you look at Tony Pollard for the Cowboys, Henderson for the Rams. I mean, they had two running backs go in the top four rounds last year. Their quarterback, White, was at Arizona State. He played in the U.S. Army Bowl. He's a talented kid. And they've also had a number of showcase games this year. The SMU game where College Game Day was there at Memphis, and then both games against Cincinnati
back to back,
and they won all three of them, and they beat a good Cincinnati team back to back. And all of those kids are bitter that they didn't get offers to the SEC or to a Power 5 school, and that they had to go to Memphis. And this is the biggest game they've ever played. It's a New Year's Six Bowl. It's Cotton Bowl. Everybody's going to be watching. And, you know, I felt like the bowl game last year was more important to Kentucky than it was to Penn State. And it sure as heck seemed like they played that way.
It showed.
They played hard.
Absolutely.
They played like, we're making a statement about Kentucky as a program. We're going to be – and Penn State was just kind of out there. Late in the game after he was hurt, McSorley tried to rally him, but they were just kind of out there going through the motions. If Penn State is not ready to go right from the start, they will lose this game because Memphis is a lot talented. I did several American games this year on TV. UCF a couple times, Tulane, they're good. Like, those teams have a lot more talent than I think people realize. I mean, if you look at the conference from top to bottom, it's better than the ACC.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's better than the Pac-12, probably.
Wow.
It's close.
It's better than the Big 12.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think top to bottom. Now, at the top, they don't have Baylor, Oklahoma. They don't have Oregon, Utah. But if you look, they had a bunch of teams ranked, like Navy and Memphis and Cincinnati and UCF for a while. I mean, it's just a much better conference than people realize. And this will be interesting. So we can talk about this. Penn State, they're not as good as Michigan or Ohio State, but they're kind of up there. I mean, they're close to like Iowa and Minnesota, I would say, for the next best team Penn State's played.
Speaking of Minnesota, as a Penn State fan, Andy, I look at, and I'm going to give you numbers. I'm sitting in your chair over here, so I got numbers. Their two top receivers, 6'3", 200, 6'2", 221. As a Penn State fan who still has nightmares from the Minnesota game, how concerned should I be?
It's more than just about the receivers for Memphis's offense. As they are constructed when the teams take the field, so the Cotton Bowl's on Saturday, this will be, as they're constructed before they took the field, not what happened and unfolded during the game, but as constructed, in my opinion, I think this is the second-best offense Penn State will face this year. Minnesota played as constructed. Minnesota played really well in that game. Michigan played better offensively. Shea Patterson as the game went along. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking as constructed based on what their body of work and what their performance was when the two teams took the field and the ball kicked off. This will be the second best offense top to bottom. Offensive line, receivers, running back, quarterback. You look at it, this is going to be a very difficult matchup for Penn State defensively, especially against a secondary that is underperformed at very, very best and probably has played what you could classify as below average or poor the better part of this football season.
Well, as a Penn State fan, again, I have the nightmares of the Minnesota game and seeing a repeat of that. Ross, since they've gone through the Minnesota game, what does Penn State's defense do differently to combat this Memphis offense?
I'm not sure they do a whole lot differently.
This Memphis offense is going to get some of what's theirs. They are. Yeah. I just feel they are.
Well, what usually is the case in matchups like these, Jim, Penn State needs to dominate up front both sides of the ball. That's actually the bigger discrepancy in recruiting than skill guys are. People don't realize that, but they think, oh, man, they get all these four-star running backs. There's really, like I just mentioned, Memphis had two running backs go in the top four rounds last year. It's usually more the big people because there's only so many of them to go around that are really talented. They need Windsor, Etor Gross Matos, might be Shaka Toney's last game. They need those guys to really rise to the occasion. And I almost felt like last year, after being in the Rose Bowl and then being in the Fiesta Bowl, I almost felt like last year's game was like a letdown. I don't know if some of those guys had one eye on the NFL and one eye still on college. I hope that the Cotton Bowl is enough that these guys have both eyes on the Cotton Bowl rather than the ones that are leaving for the NFL.
Well, you're talking about up front, and again, Penn State's defensive line goes a couple deep. So if you're looking, again, going back to the Minnesota game, how do you do things differently when you have, in the Minnesota game, the strategy was get the ball out quickly so the defensive line wasn't a factor? So
you get more press coverage at the line, you get more aggressive, and you try to give your D-line a little bit more time to get there. The problem is Minnesota actually did a really good job, even though they were getting the ball quick. They were still throwing deep. You know, Penn State was being aggressive, and they were like, 1-2, lob it up, fade ball down the sideline. Our guy is going to catch it over your guy. The answer there, I guess, would be zone. You know, you try to play zone coverage and try to keep the ball in his hands a little bit longer, that you get the defensive line get there.
Ross is right. This game's about the trenches, and if you flip over, he was talking about the defensive line up front. Penn State's got a huge matchup advantage on Memphis up offensively and the fact that Penn State can run the ball effectively. Those five offensive linemen, they're good. They're experienced. They've gotten better this year. They're pulling and moving and doing different things, and they still have, as we talked about earlier in the show, four guys at running back. Memphis is not good against the run. They're not good up front against the run. It's Penn State's strength. This is their opportunity to take the game over. And is the Cotton Bowl good enough? Well, I want to say one thing. If you'd said, oh, well, they have a chance to be 10-3 or 11-2, right? 10-3, for example. You'd say they lose this game. You'd say in August we would have said that's a pretty good season, right? But now the way it's unfolded and the way this season has played out, if they lose this game to Memphis, do you think of 10-3 the same way? That's an opportunity that Penn State had last year that they didn't seize on, right? This game should be important. They played like crap against Rutgers. That was not a good showing by them. They have Clifford hasn't played in 6 weeks, right? He's an energy guy. He's a leader. He has an opportunity. A 11-2 season and a 10-3 season is a one game difference. But for Penn State this year and moving forward, to me, it feels like it is a big, big difference.
I agree. I think it's a really important game for the program. Not only to cement this as being a really excellent year, but to springboard them onto what I think could be bigger and better things next year. I do believe, you know, these practices are important, but getting another quality win under their belt, an 11-2 season, I mean, they'll be ranked in the top 10 next year going into the season if they win this game, maybe even pretty high.
Maybe 6 or 7 or 5. They will be definitely with all the players coming back. And they exceeded expectations the year before with a ton of talent coming back. That is the formula for moving the needle forward.
Would you, with as young as this team is and most of the team returning, Ross, is the mindset from the coaching staff, hey, this is the first game of 2020, that this is the lead up to next season?
I think so.
The emphasis?
Yeah, I don't think you say that.
No, because they go 1 week at a time.
Because you're alienating, and not only that, you're alienating the seniors and the guys, Etor Gross Matos and those guys. I don't think that they would say that. But I do think that privately, maybe they feel that way.
Okay. Real quick, we got to get predictions. And I want to hear a bold prediction, too. Andy, go first.
I think Memphis is a quality win, and Penn State needs to look at it that way. I think Memphis scores. I'm going to go 38-24. Bold prediction is three running backs score at least one rushing touchdown. Brown, Slade, and Kane.
31-30, Penn State. Two Freiermuth touchdowns.
Wow. I'm going 34-17, and I think we get another receiver steps up. I'm not sure who it's going to be, but he's going to make us say, wow, where was that all season?
I like it.
All right. That's it for our show. Enjoy the Cotton Bowl. We'll see you next time.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.